Why must our schools always be compared with Finland? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In every education survey, Finland seems to come out on top. And I'll bet you're sick and tired of hearing it. So I asked the man who helped Finland do it, Pasi Sahlberg from Finland's education ministry, to share the secret.
40 years ago, when we started to build this current school system, we decided to invest heavily in equity.
Equity, which meant equal facilities and every teacher, even at the elementary level, getting a level of education similar to a medical degree. They didn't set out to be the best. In fact, there was a fear that equity would create mediocrity, but it turned out to be just the opposite. Equity created excellence, because at the same time, Finland decided that schools would also be responsible for eradicating poverty.
And we understood that if we want to make sure that everybody is ready to learn and that every child will be successful, school is the only place where everybody goes to. And that's why we integrate, embedded these things into our school system. It's not socialism, it's a realism.
So food, counseling, other forms of support, all part of the school system, because Finnish realism says for education to be successful, poverty cannot be tolerated. It's a fundamentally different approach to the idea of school readiness. Here in the U.S., we ask, is the child ready for school? Not in Finland.
In Finland, when you speak about school readiness, you ask whether the school where children are coming is ready to host and welcome everybody as they are.
Sounds like rainbows and lollipops, but the results appear to be real. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.